Jesus taught spheres of authority. Jesus emphatically confirmed that God has established different spheres of authority when he said, "Render therefore unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's." Matthew 22:15-22. Which is to say, government has its jurisdiction, and God has his jurisdiction. There is no conflict in regarding each in its sphere of authority. When God granted government the power to rule in carnal areas, he relinquished to them the power to tax as they might choose. God does not step in and stop the government from unjust taxation. That is a sphere of influence that belongs to government alone, even if they abuse the power. The principle would apply to all delegated authority, police, judges, governments, presidents, kings, husbands, churches, and parents over their children. Only within the realm of authority that God has granted each entity does he allow them to use or abuse that power without interfering. If any authority abuses its power beyond that which God has allowed, it becomes subject to a greater power, as when the husband physically assaults his wife and becomes subject to the power of the state. God will allow governments to license its citizens to act unjustly and to abuse its regulatory powers, and its subjects are still obligated to act obediently. But if government attempts to regulate belief, as in commanding parents not to teach their children that homosexuality is sin, then it has stepped outside the sphere of authority that belongs to government. The secret is to know from Scripture the extent of jurisdiction God has delegated to each authority.